Sugar World, a 7-part podcast series about sugar babes, sugar mamas, and the sugar daddies that end up marrying their babies. Sugaring, or sugar dating as it's referred to, is a transactional dating practice typically characterized by an older, wealthier person and a younger person in need of financial assistance in a mutually beneficial way. So think of those payments coming as money, gifts, upfront negotiation, and it's all in exchange for companionship and a dating-like relationship. You might think the world of sugaring is basic, right? An older guy wants to be with a younger woman. He's got money. She's young. She's gorgeous. But you haven't heard the details of what goes into this world of sugaring. Like a sugar babe who was offered $1 million to have her sugar daddy's baby. To another who hired a private investigator to weed out Splenda daddies. By the way, those are daddies that think they have money, but they're really cheap and they don't. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser, and you can find this podcast series on the Sarah Fraser Show podcast, released every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. This is a Hey Fraser and NY27 Productions creation. Sugaring is everywhere, and it's grown in popularity through the pandemic. Even celebrities have transitioned from sugar babes into huge careers. Christine Quinn on Selling Sunset says there's nothing wrong with having a sugar daddy. Actress Chloe Cherry on Euphoria says she learned to value herself from her sugar daddy. And then there's Noella Bergner from Real Housewives of Orange County. She is an unabashed sugar babe who's looking for her next sugar daddy and even teamed up with the popular website Seeking Arrangements, where a lot of people go to seek a sugar daddy. Okay, on today's podcast episode of Sugar World, arguably the most famous sugar babe out there, Ava Louise. She's an Instagram model. She has gone viral numerous times. You may have seen her on Dr. Phil. She's made numerous appearances, including when she licked a toilet seat. I've been a fan for a long time because it's easy for someone to go viral once, but when you can hack the internet multiple times, whether you agree with me or you disagree, there is something pretty special and amazing about that, certainly in a controversial way, in a way that you're able to grab people's attention, and that is Ava Louise. She's on the podcast today. She is talking about her latest scandal, more detail with Antonio Brown that happened several months ago. She was snuck into Antonio Brown's hotel room, hooked up with him the night before he walked off the field with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So how was she able to get into that hotel room? How much did she make from the controversy? And Ava grew up rich, so why did she decide to become a sugar babe? All that. You may also hear some of the names of the gentlemen that she talks about in these stories removed from the stories. So, of course, that was just because we needed to verify everything and wanted to put this out. So all the stories are from Ava. Here's her podcast.
Oh, my God. Okay. You don't understand. This is a full circle moment for me. Okay.
You have to come on here for a while.
I have been trying to get you on my show and talk to you for years. I fell in love with you the moment you got on that private jet and licked that toilet seat and was on Dr. Phil. I was like, this woman knows how to hack the internet. I knew
that was my third time on Dr. Phil, actually.
That was your third time on Dr. Phil?
Yeah. He is obsessed with me. I guarantee if I wanted to go back on, they would put me back on, but no one gets famous off Dr. Phil anymore. Those episodes don't get any media coverage. Like the era of Dr. Phil is slowly coming to an end. So
wait a minute. What was the first incident that got you on Dr. Phil?
That was like how I first got famous is I said I was addicted to Instagram. Cause like Dave Portnoy was trying to hook up with me and stuff like that and was posting me on Barstool Sports all the time. So I started getting like a bunch of like Instagram followers, and I had like 30K at this point. So I remember like sitting there and I was tripping on some acid and I was like sitting with my friend and I was like, should I sign up for Dr. Phil? And my friend was like, you have to do it. So I signed up for Dr. Phil and I said that I had like a social media addiction. And I was just like, I don't know what to do, Dr. Phil. Like, all I want to do is be Instagram famous. I don't want a real job. I hate college and stuff like that. So then I went on Dr. Phil. And I also think they mentioned like sugar daddies as well. They were like, so you just have a bunch of sugar daddies and post on Instagram. And I was like, yeah. And like, that was my first thing. So we were like acting it out, like obviously just personifying like parts of myself. And that did really well. And then I made Skinny Legend Anthem after that. And then the toilet came after that.
Okay, so like it was kind of you and Bad Baby, like, or Bad Barbie, that were the last people that got really internet. I mean,
yeah, and then Nicolette Gray as well. She's a YouTuber. She did pretty good, but she had like her parents do all PR for her and stuff like that. When she went on the show, she was like the second one to blow up, and then there was me.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I mean, who do you think of the three of you is the big, has the most, I don't know. Who do you think of the
Like Bad Baby is definitely the most famous. I feel like Nicolette had a really big following on YouTube, but she's kind of just like went on to normal life now.
Bad Baby says she's worth $50 million now. Do we think that's true?
I don't believe that. I don't believe she made $50 million, but she's definitely made like a lot off of her OnlyFans, I think.
What do you think? I mean, okay, after you left Dr. Phil, did he like follow up with you? Like, did he, I mean, because obviously he tried to lecture you about the, and tell, okay, take people back, because that was sort of the first moment you were on my radar. Obviously, for a lot of people on the internet, you
I feel like the toilet thing was probably one of my most profound moments, because everyone was so bored inside for COVID. Yes. And I had just gone viral because like I hooked up with Mike Malak, who was dating Lana Rhodes at the time, and he's on like the Impulsive podcast. And Mike tweeted about it the next day and was like, oh, I cheated on Lana, and it was this whole big deal. So I like felt that viral rush again. And I was like, oh my God, like I really want to like get my Instagram verified and like be in the news again. And Skinny Legend Anthem was like blowing up on TikTok. I'm like, how can I capitalize off of this moment? And I remember like sitting there, like looking at TikTok and coronavirus being the two things in the news. And I was headed down for spring break. And I was like, oh my God, like I have to do something. So I remember looking around the internet and at, like the Tide Pod challenge was such a big deal. And like the year before, the ice cream licking challenge, where I would like see on the news parents freaking out like, oh my God, my kids are going to Walmart and licking tubs of ice cream. When in reality, no one was doing that. So I thought, let me just make a challenge to try and catch COVID, to just scare everyone. I'm like, obviously no one's kid was going to be licking a toilet seat. And I was 21 at the time. Like I was a 21-year-old woman, not some TikTok teenager. But the media ran what they wanted.
Also, I found it, like, you were on a private jet, right? That part is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every toilet. So.
I also feel like how many asses have really been on a private jet toilet? You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I just feel like they're cleaner. It's not like, you know, it's not like you went on a fucking, you know, Spirit Airlines toilet.
Yeah, I would like that too. If you clean it first, like think about it. And then I remember reading on Google that like toilet seats were cleaner than like your cell phone. So I was like, it's not a big deal. Take some bleach wipes, wipe it down with some bleach, you know.
There you have it. Was the first time. Okay, but obviously too, you're probably the most famous right now, Sugar Babe, like unabashed. I mean, Vice did a story on you. I think you've kind of put this out there. You know, tell me why you decided to become a Sugar Babe.
Because my parents never like let me have a job. I remember being 16, trying to get my working papers because I was trying to like gain some independence from them because they have a lot of money and they wouldn't let me do it. I wasn't allowed to get a job. I got my license, but I couldn't have a car. Like I essentially had no independence. It was just my parents paying my bills. I get to college. It's the same thing. My parents paying my bills. They were paying for college. They were paying for like, you know, giving me money. They paid for my rent, everything. So I never learned how to work. I got to college and there was things I wanted because Kylie Jenner just blew up. She was in her King Kylie era. And obviously I was obsessed with that. So I was like, I want lip filler. I want hair extensions. I want lash extensions. I want all these things, but my parents wouldn't pay for it. And for some reason, it just wasn't my first thought to go get a job on campus like a normal kid. It was, I'm going to go on Seeking Arrangements and start like dating old men for money. I was like, this seems much more profitable and I'll be able to buy the things I want right away. And that's what I started doing.
Okay, so you're in college, you get on Seeking Arrangements, and you, and this is before, because I mean, I want to talk about your plastic surgery. I mean, you look amazing. You've also talked about like not doing plastic surgery anymore.
Yeah, I'm a little botched. I was at the plastic surgeon this morning getting like my lipo fixed.
Really? What was the botched procedure?
Well, I got a BBL, but I didn't really do any aftercare, which I should have done. I just didn't because I wanted to party because I had just made like $120,000 off that AB scandal and stuff. So I was like, why the hell would I go be resting and getting massages when I can be going to Miami and blacking out? So.
Wait, wait a minute. I've heard when you get a BBL, you're supposed to like lay on your stomach for like 5 or 6 weeks. Like yeah, you're not supposed to lay on your back. You're supposed to just lay on your stomach. You probably have to wear something, right? To like keep
everything. I wore it, but like not as much as I should have. I really just screwed myself over.
Okay. And so when it's botched, what happens when you don't do what they say? Like what happens? Does it just like sink?
It's lumpy. Like- it's well, my butt looks good, but my stomach has lumps on it and it's really ugly. So I'm going to get ultrasound therapy right now to try and break up all the scar tissue and things like that.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Okay. And then what else have you had done? You've had your boobs done.
Yeah. And these are a little botched too. I want to get them fixed. I want to get them smaller. And then I got my nose done. My parents paid for my nose job because I got into a fight with a girl in college and she broke my nose. So they thought the nose job was medically necessary. And then, yeah, that's it. Plenty of filler. Hair is fake. Lashes are fake. That's that.
Well, those I just consider, you know, those are just like upkeep.
Yeah.
Little maintenance. So, all right. So you start in college becoming a sugar babe. What, tell us like what it was like how much, all right. So, you know, if you're in college, a lot of people are working as bartenders or whatever. They're making $300 a night. I mean, once you start, how much money are you bringing in? You're like 19 years old at this point as a sugar babe.
I think it's really depended because I was making like at least $500 every time I met up with someone. And I was meeting up with a lot of people because I was like 18, 19 at the time. So obviously any concern for my well-being just didn't exist in my brain yet because, you know, I had no prefrontal lobe. So yeah. I was literally going out and like going, meeting up with a sugar daddy, getting $500 to $1,000, coming back home, going to my dorm, throwing the money on my bed and going out and going to a frat party right after. And there's been so many times where I remember just throwing the money down on my bed. And I had a random roommate when I first got to the Rutgers and I was like, oh fuck, I just left like $1,500 on the bed. I hope she doesn't steal it kind of thing. Yeah.
And was it there when you got back?
It was actually there when I got back. And like, I was just doing it all the time. I remember my friends all started doing it too. And my friend Becky, she met up with this one sugar daddy in Montclair who had this giant mansion. And he was like, can you bring a friend to come give a massage to me? So like $800 each, Becky comes and picks me up. She's younger than me. I think I was 19, she was 18. We drive over to this 45-year-old man's house and massage him in our underwear, get $800 and go home. It was a pretty interesting experience.
So Ava, what do you, okay, obviously, you know, you've dated celebrities. We're going to talk about that. You still sugar to some, I mean, you know, a lot. I mean, there are men, high profile men that want to pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars to hook up with you. So, okay. Now having like years of experience in the sugar babe field, do you like what you do?
I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I feel like it doesn't, it's just what I've gotten used to and it's easy, but I'm not going to say it's fulfilling or like fun anymore. Cause it's like, I don't like, there's parts of me that I have like a lot of moral contradictions with what I do. Cause I'm like, I can't work a real job. I'm way too traumatized for that. Like, I just don't have it in me to even clean my house. I have a personal chef. I can't cook for myself. So I can't see myself behind a desk ever. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like making TikToks all day and like posting my ass on Instagram is really the maximum amount of work I'm willing to put in. So I've just kind of like realized it's the only path that really does exist for me because I was conditioned ever since I was little. Like I'm watching my mom grow up being given like thing after thing after thing by my father and her never having to work. I was just never taught. So I feel like as hard as I would have like tried to reprogram my brain and be like, oh, Ava, go get a real job and sit behind a desk, I probably would end up just fucking my boss.
Oh. Well, don't you think what you do though is real work? I mean, you know, in talking to all kinds of different sugar babes, sugar mamas, you know, guys that sugar, I mean, it is really a form of work to do what you do.
Yeah, I would say well. It is. I mean, I think it's, I feel like to me, it's just what it, my whole life has been like, it's been what, since I was 18 and I'm almost 24, it's just kind of like what I've been doing and I don't know how to do anything else. So it's like getting money out of men is just easy. So it's like, to me, I feel like it's just a part of my life and I just kind of exist in my own little world And when men want to give me money, they give me money. And it's just a nice day.
Look, I always say if I had to do my 20s over again, I would have been getting so much fucking money from men. Like,
honestly, it's nice because I have so much freedom.
Yeah, so much freedom. I've always been obsessed with the sex world work. And I feel like I've always had this like insecurity to do it, you know, because I always was a fat kid. Like, you know, I was fat. Actually, I remember you telling me this, that you were a fat kid, which is so hard.
I wasn't like fat, but you know, I'm definitely like a thicker girl. I'm big bone. I literally, when I got my BBL done, like I still have a very wide rib cage. Like I've never been petite. So like, I was literally at the plastic surgeon yesterday and I was just like, do I need revision lipo? Like what's going on here? He was like, you have no fat left. This is all just skin and ribs. And I was like, are you serious? So it's like, I've never been like one of those tiny girls. So I was a little chubbier like in high school and like as a child, everyone used to bully me and stuff. And now all the boys used to bully me are trying to fuck me. So.
Oh my God. They literally all must be.
Or they're trying to pay to fuck me and stuff like that. So it's definitely different. I feel like I just took all my insecurity and just packaged it behind a bunch of silicone in my chest and just, nah, I'm me.
Well, would you say you're insecure now? I mean, you put it all out there.
I'm insecure, but I definitely am super hard on myself. And like, I'll pick myself apart all the time and I'll be like, what can I fix next? It's like the problem with plastic surgery is once you do it, it never stops. And it's like, there's so many like things about yourself that you sit there and you're like, oh my God, I need to change and things like that. It just never ends. So I wouldn't say I'm like insecure, but I don't think I'll ever have like the best image of myself because when you grow up like that, you never do.
No, it's hard. It's hard. Well, you're always that fat kid. You know what I mean? You always remember yourself, even when you're 30 years old, when you're 40 years old, you always are thinking back like you're that kid, you know, and it takes a lot to overcome that. I was saying to you before we started this interview, when you Google you, one of the biggest things that comes up is, does Ava Louise have parents? Well, I mean, clearly you have parents, but people are very fascinated by like how you grew up and you're quite private. I mean, what will you share about your parents? I mean, tell me about, first of all, I've met your mom and Susan Tripp.
Well, my mother is definitely a narcissist and she refuses to believe that, but narcissists never will admit the fact that they're a narcissist. So she always saw me as like an extension of herself. And like when I was a little kid, she would bully me and be like, I wish you were better looking. Like, I wish you were prettier. I wish you were in better shape and stuff like that. And she didn't put me in sports or anything like that. Like, she didn't make an effort to feed me healthy foods. Like, I was a little kid. So she used to starve me and like put me on gum diets and just, she's like literally, she puts on a good face, but she's probably one of the most abusive people I've ever met in my life, at least to be mothered by. And my father was just like so focused on work that he was absent. So my dad would leave at like 5 a.m. and come home at 8 p.m. and go hide in the basement. So I didn't really know my dad because we didn't have a relationship. He was just kind of like the guy who lived in the basement and would talk to me when my mother told him to. So it's like me and my mother, obviously, now that I'm older and I'm not in her house anymore, our relationship has improved because it's no longer 24/7 like criticism and like her paying attention to what I'm doing, where I'm at and things like that. And I feel like I've just full sent it so hard into just like hooking up with men and blasting it all over the internet and celebrities and TikTok and licking toilets and stuff like that. She's kind of been forced to accept it. So childhood was like pretty traumatizing, which is like exactly why I am what I am now, because I was never taught to function outside of like a fight or flight environment in my home. Lots of control with money and things like that. So I've kind of flipped the switch and now I get men to pay me. And I mean, it works out well. I was taught to be quite manipulative as a child because my parents were so controlling and things like that. So I obviously use that to my advantage now with the internet and with men, and it works out.
How much money do you think you've made sugaring and being an internet star? So
at least $1 million. At least. I haven't added it all up, but it's definitely near $1 million.
And then I saw on your Instagram, I mean, do you invest wisely? Like, I saw you do a comparison once between like the value increase of a Gucci handbag and then buying crypto, which, I mean, obviously crypto's in the tank now, but I mean, do you have any of that money to show for?
Well, like I have like money in I have my bank account. I have like 6 figures in my bank account at all times. I literally refuse to have any less than 6 figures, mostly for me, because when I go to the bar and like This happens all the time. Men will try and pull up their bank accounts to flex on me and have like 70,000 or like 10 or 15,000, or they'll be like, oh, look at me, I have money kind of thing. It happens a lot. I just like to pull up my bank account with like 150 grand and look at them and be like, am I supposed to care? Like, am I supposed to care about your measly $20,000 sitting in your account? Like, I make that in 2 weeks. But I have it in like investments and things like that. And then like Chanel bags are good investments. That's kind of what I've noticed. I'll buy a Chanel bag and it's like, I have one that I spent $5,500 on and now it's worth 16 grand and it's just sitting on my shelf.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
So that's kind of what I do.
God. Yeah. Okay, what's a bank account number that impresses you? I mean, men hit you up, and I want to know who's in your DMs these days, but
everyone.
Men hit you up all the time. Like, and obviously when they show you their bank account, I mean, it has to be higher than 150 grand, clearly.
Oh yeah. Because I hooked up with this billionaire once. I think he's a billionaire. I don't really know. But he was trying to like pay me and stuff like that. That's a crazy story. He like knows Donald Trump and everyone. Like my friend Andrew met him at the gym in New York. And then Andrew's kind of like a pimp for him, like bringing attractive young women to come hook up with him all the time.
Is this Jeffrey Epstein? Who is this?
No, let me tell you his name. I'm going to look right now. We're going to expose him.
This is sounding like a Jeffrey Epstein situation. If this guy
low-key like that, I'm not even kidding.
Actually, but that reminds me, then I'm kind of like, has Elon Musk ever hit you up? I feel like you-
No, I wish. Like I literally, and he owns the most expensive Hell's Kitchen home on the market.
Really?
He has a fleet of like 4 chrome like cars And they're like Lambos and Rolls Royces, and they're all chrome. Personally, I found them very ugly and not impressive, but he brought me into his room, and he like owns like the top, he owns this big Hell's Kitchen place, and he has like a separate apartment where he brings the women to, because he tried pretending to be someone else. Like he tried, he had his assistant text me and be like, the boss is going to get you a car and like all this stuff. It was super fucking weird. He gave me a fake name, but my friend Andrew had his real name and gave it to me. Like it wasn't that hard to figure out who he was, all this crazy stuff. And he was so mean and weird. And he told me he was dying of stomach cancer and how his ex was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model and I would never be as hot as her. And he was doing charity by hooking up with me and stuff like that. He was just really mean. Definitely like a sociopath of some sort. He showed me videos of him like verbally abusing this girl and how he went and got revenge on her by exposing her in the media for her divorce. And I remember reading about it in Daily Mail. This woman like apparently cheated on her plastic surgeon husband or her surgeon husband or something. And it was in Daily Mail. And she was like a Miss America pageant winner. And I remember reading it and thinking, why is this in Daily Mail? Like, it's not that interesting to me. But he paid the media to write all these stories on her. And I was just sitting there like on his couch, like, I need to get the hell out of here. I was like, I don't care how much money you have. No way.
I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah, he told me how he hacks women's accounts on Instagram and stuff like that. And he has the money to do it. He has the money and the resources to do it. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to let you into my life. Like, you could pay me whatever. You can drive me around in your chrome Lamborghini up and down the New York streets. There's no way in hell that I'm going to like involve myself deeper. It was like really, really scary. And I didn't have to sign NDAs or anything like that either, which was weird to me because you would think someone with that much money would want that. But he was just trying to go by a fake identity. It was so strange.
Do you keep receipts on all these people?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you must, right?
I don't really have the receipts as much as I have like my friend Andrew, like setting it up. And like, I obviously don't have like any proof of me being there with him necessarily. I do have the text from like his assistants and things like that. But I mean, I have receipts on pretty much everyone. This situation was just super strange. And I was just like, there's no way I'm ever going to touch a billionaire ever again. I'd rather the men who have like less money and power and influence, who just have a decent amount, who will give it to me.
Okay, let's talk about the celebrities that you've hooked up with that are... I've read that you've hooked up with some hot people, and I want you to rank like who the best hookups are. I read you hooked up with Rob Gronkowski. Is that true?
Well, sort of. We just kind of made out.
I fucking love Rob Gronkowski. Is he hot in real life or no?
Yes. I mean, they're all hot in real life, except for Mike Malak was not, but I wouldn't really count him as famous. I hooked up with Lil Pump, who I find kind of hot. I thought that was fun.
Okay, did you and Dave Portnoy ever hook up, or you just...
No, but like, that's what, like, that whole story was so convoluted to me because all I was doing was giving my opinion on it because it wasn't a piece about rape, you know what I'm saying? And like, the person who wrote that article made it seem very much like Dave Portnoy was raping women, but in reality, it was just about power dynamics, where it was just like a man who was in his 40s with a lot of power, money, and influence knew he could have an 18-year-old girl, like, be sexually manipulated into doing things maybe that crossed her boundaries. And like, that's kind of what it was. Yes, they consented. But when I was 19 years old, I let Jersey Shore put me in a dog cage and fuck me in it and show me porn of girls throwing up. But I was 19. So like, I had no objections. I'm like, I can't say. So that's kind of why I got like, I understood like the perspective of like these women being like, hey, yeah, Dave didn't rape me, but he did things to me I wasn't comfortable with. And I'm like, of course he did that because he was an older man and he knew he could take advantage of a younger woman's mind. And so I gave my opinion on it. And I said, it was a bit predatory and weird. I was like, he should find someone older who's a little more mature. I'm like, and take out his sexual fantasies on them, not young girls. Cause to me, 18 years old, you're just fresh out of high school. You can say it's legal all you want. That's a kid. And so that's all I said. But then Dave Portnoy freaked the hell out and said I was the star witness in this smear piece against him, accusing him of all kinds of stuff. I'm like, I just gave an opinion.
Did the stoolies like, come for you?
Yes. And I had not ever hooked up with Dave. Dave just was in my DMs trying to hook up with me when I was 19, and it just never happened. So I was just like, yeah, Dave hit me up. I'm like, it happens. Like, I didn't, all I told was the truth. And I said, I think it's a little creepy. And as a woman who has literally hooked up with older men since I was 18 years old, I'm like, it is not normal. Cause I've been on seeking arrangements. The second I turned 19, I had men asking if I could dress younger to look 18 again and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is also, oh my God. So I just said it was weird and creepy, but all the stories freaked.
Did you ever get with Devin Booker?
He just DM'd me and texted me. I have like the text on my phone still.
Wait a minute. Isn't he still allegedly seeing Kendall?
He is still allegedly with Kendall, but this was, I think, before Kendall. But I just put it out there like while I was hooking up with Antonio Brown because I thought it was just, we're just going to add fuel to the sports fire. I have a lot of professional players in my DMs.
These athletes love you.
Oh, yeah. I had one from the New York Giants DM me like right after his name was Blake Martinez and he was in the middle of a divorce with his wife and he was trying to take me on a date right after I exposed Antonio Brown. I was like, are you crazy?
Why do these men keep DMing you when they know?
Yeah, this is Devin Booker texting me back in 2018.
Okay, so you haven't, Devin, you haven't heard from him since. Yeah.
But I bet if I DM'd him again, I could get a response as long as him and Kendall were off.
Why do these men DM you when a lot of them are in relationships? They know, I mean, it's no
Reggie
secret.
Reggie Bush slid in my DMs when he was married. And I made a TikTok about it. Like, me and Reggie never met up or anything, but he was obviously flirting with me. And I think I was 20 at the time. And so I made a TikTok about it and Reggie Bush blocked me on everything. Presley Gerber was in my DMs. Cause I remember I messaged him years ago and I was like, oh my God, I really like your face tat. He answered and he was apparently in a relationship with some girl. And my friend in LA ended up telling her, I was like, why would you tell her that we were DMing? And so Presley Gerber blocked me too.
Yeah. All right. Of the people, okay, you hooked up with Antonio Brown. We all know that. Yeah. I mean, that was the most legit, that was the recent like viral, you know, the day he went, he quit basically.
Honestly, when I saw him run off the field, I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, cause I knew I had like a good story to tell there. And I was like, I can't not tell the media. I was like, because it's who I am. If I was just some regular girl, I don't think it would have been like as prolific as it was. But because it was the girl who licked the toilet, like Ava Reese, it was just like crazy. Okay, it was just great chaos.
You are amazing at hacking the internet. I mean, whether it was toilet seat, skinny legend, I mean, the Dave Portnoy drama, you know, Devin Book, I mean, goes on and on and on, right? But with some
crazy stuff.
You've told the Antonio Brown story in depth, you know, in different sports outlets and everything, which essentially was AB had hit you up. This was
in 2018. That's when they all started DMing me, as I had 2018. And then me and him never met up. And then I had given him my number on New Year's of 2021 because he was in Miami and I was in Miami. We never hooked up. We never met up. And then I get a phone call on like New Year's Day, 2022. And I was just like, and it was from Miami and I didn't recognize the number. So I didn't answer. And I went to text, who is this? But then I had seen it was AB and he had texted me. And I was like, why is AB randomly calling me? We haven't spoken in like a year.
So you pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't pick up the phone. I just shot him a text. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, I'm in Jersey City. And I lived in Jersey City. Like he was right around the corner from me. And I had some weird, like, I didn't really want to do it because AB's not really my type. But I was just like, I had some weird gut feeling that I should. And I also had just gotten my BBL and I had like so much FOMO that everyone went out and partied and like I couldn't because I was too sick and like recovering. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go hook up with AB. And I did it. And then the next day he ran off the field and I was like.
And he literally snuck you in to a hotel, to the hotel where all the guys from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are staying, where there's not supposed to be anybody else because of COVID protocol, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I envisioned this. Was this like old school movies where you're like hiding in a fucking laundry basket? Like,
no, it was like, how did you get in? I was drunk And I had to get drunk before I hooked up with him. There's no way I could do that sober. He's really not my type. I mean, he's attractive, but like not my type. So I I needed a key to get up the elevator. And I just told Antonio, I was like, I'm there. And he's like, I'm going to have to come down and get you. But then I saw a group of people like going up the elevator. So I asked him what floor to go to. And I remember I just followed these people into the elevator. I had no key. They scanned their key. I hit my floor. I walk. There's a sign for the box, like on the floor, like saying training, where Brady was, like all this stuff. And there was security sitting at the desk. And I like walked in and I just like called Antonio and I'm like, hey, I'm on the floor. What room? And security like let me right by. Because I guess these players have a lot of girls coming over. I don't know.
So the COVID protocol is essentially bullshit because you probably were not the only girl there that night.
Probably not, because security really didn't care.
Oh my God. So, okay. You obviously, you know, you hook up with him, you leave, he ends up playing football the next day, does the whole shirt incident. His attorney tries to call you and give you $10,000 to not leak the
story. Which that was wild. Because I got a text. Huh?
Yeah, tell me. Well, yeah. No, I loved, you did a radio show where you basically said, look, the offer of 10 grand is insulting, which I fucking agree. $10,000 is so low. If they'd maybe given you 50,000, 60,000, okay.
Okay, maybe I would consider it, but I had a gut feeling I was going to make like 100,000 off of it. I'm like, I feel like I could make 100K. And I just said that out loud. I like manifested it. I made 120, but I get a text message after Daily Mail came and interviewed me and photographed me for their story. They were like, they had to go get comment from Antonio Brown. So they reached out to Antonio Brown's rep. And so that's how Antonio found out a story was going to be coming out. And so I get a text, hey, this is a lawyer for Antonio Brown. Can you please give me a call? And I was like, oh fuck, is he going to sue me? But I was like, he can't sue me because everything I'm saying is 100% true. I was like, there's no way that like I can get in trouble for this. So I texted it to my manager and I was like, hey, you handle it. I don't want to talk to the lawyer. The lawyer like wasn't like giving him anything. And my manager recorded the whole conversation. The lawyer wasn't like confirming it was true or anything like that. Just being like, hey, she shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. And my manager's like, it's all true. And like, so, but the lawyer was like never confirming it on his end, but was just like $10,000. I think my manager's like, so how much are you trying to pay her to make it go away? And the lawyer was like 10K. I was like, no fucking way. Am I going to take 10K?
So, how did you end up making 120,000 from it?
Off of OnlyFans.
Oh, because people became subscribers.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it worked out really well.
Did you ever hear any fallout? Like, what did Tom Brady, did you ever hear like if Tom Brady, I mean, you know.
No, like no one addressed it. Like the ESPN and stuff like that was like tweeting at the Bucks, being like, you snuck a girl on. Like everyone needs to be COVID tested. Like this is a mess and stuff like that. And the Bucks, in typical football team fashion, just totally ignored it. Totally ignored it. It was just like, we don't care. We're just going to pretend he didn't do this. He's no longer a part of the team. Never mind. And like, they totally just ignored the fact that it happened and never, Bucks never said a thing.
Have you ever heard from AB since?
No, but he's like been around. No, he got me kicked out of a club in New Jersey, like a week after it happened.
Oh yeah. You both showed up there. Right. And he was like, not happy you were there.
He got me kicked out. And then like, he was going to be at a club down the shore like last weekend and I was thinking about going. I just didn't end up going because like my friends didn't want to go. But I thought it would have been really funny to see if he chose to kick me out again.
Oh my God, we got to go for round two.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, before we move on, because I want to ask you about some pop culture, sugar babes. I mean, it's so many people are dating up, they're sugaring, the pandemic like blew up everything. But tell me on a list of 1 to 5, 1 being the best, who are the 5 best celebrity hookups ranked?
I don't know if I can give you 5 because it's, let's see.
How about 3?
Let's see, I can give you 3. Let's see, who have I, I'm trying to like recall who I've hooked up with that's famous. Vinny would be 3 because it was exciting and interesting and I'm such a big Jersey Shore fan. I want to give Lil Pump number 1. Actually, no, we'll give Lil Pump number 1, Vinny number 2, and then we'll give AB number 3. Because, like, I have a lot of them in my DMs and stuff like that, but we haven't had sex yet. So I'll have to give you the updated list after I go to LA in August because you want the roster.
Who's been the worst? Any celebrity sex hookups that are the worst?
Malak. And I wouldn't know if I would call him a celebrity, but he's like Logan Paul's little bestie minion. That was so fucking creepy. And he was so weird and he just abused me on the internet after. These men like hook up with me and like, listen, I'm not going to say it's some like big accomplishment because you should see these celebrity men will literally have sex with anything. Anything. Like they're cheating on their beautiful celebrity like girlfriends and women with the ugliest LA rats I've ever seen. So it's not that a flex that I've hooked up with them or anything like that because they are truly for the streets. Like AB was in my friend, best friend's DMs, like literally while we were in Mexico a couple months after the scandal. I was like, oh my God. And like but you know, it's just like, they're still just like, then they go online and they just tear us girls down that they sleep with and stuff like that. Like Mike did that to me. And I was like, this is awful. I was like, why are you bullying me like this? I was like, I'm not the one who forced anything. I didn't rape you. Like they literally act like it's the end of the world whenever it gets blown up that they had sex with someone. I'm like, calm down.
I know, right? I know. Yeah. It's like, we know it's happening. Okay. I want to do some rapid fire pop culture. And then I want to talk about what your goal is like in general in life, because on your Instagram stories are really fascinating. People come to you for a ton of advice.
Yes.
Relationship advice. I mean, they want to know everything about you from your hairless cats to your parents, but they really want to know a lot about your dating life. And
oh my God, everyone's obsessed with who I'm dating and I'm not dating anyone right now because I broke up with this guy I was dating who was like a cokehead beta narcissist. But like the sex was super good. He wasn't that rich or anything. He lived at his parents' house on a twin mattress on the floor. So it was kind of gross. But I was like, thought he was sexy and fun. And I felt like being a little self-destructive. So I got involved with that. And so now I'm not dating anyone.
All right. It is time to buy yourself a hot sex toy. Dame. Dameproducts.com. You're getting 10% off. 12% off would be random. 10% off when you use my code TSFS at checkout. Dame is designed to make you feel so dang good. And let me just tell you, you know, all of us deserve a hot sex toy in the bedroom. A lot of us grew up with different stigmas around sex. Well, Dame wants to get rid of those. They want you to set yourself free and enjoy sex more than ever before. Their products are really uniquely designed. They ship discreetly to you. What I love about them too is like they have great colors. Like there's a really cool teal and just a sea green and this really beautiful like light pink. I have all their toys. They have a 60-day return for store credit, by the way. 3-year warranty. User tested, doctor approved. Now it's time to play. All right. I'm a huge fan of Dame products. Go buy yourself a Dame vibrator. They retail for around $90 each, plus you're getting the 10% off. Go to dameproducts.com. Use my code TSFS for 10% off at checkout. Also, Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics. I'm obsessed with makeup. I love makeup. I have to wear makeup every single week when I'm on Fox 5 or doing any TV appearance. And what I love about Thrive Cosmetics is they are made without all the nasty chemicals. No parabens, no sulfates. It's called Thrive Cause because in the name, it's there for a reason. Every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. I love so much their mascara. That's one of their best products, and their cream to powder highlighter, which will really make your eye pop. You can use it on the inner eyelid. It's almost like an instant eye lift. Those products, if you don't believe me, go and read their thousands of 5-star reviews. You'll be blown away. Bigger than beauty, every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. Right now, get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TSFS. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TSFS for 15% off your first order.
And I'm trying to go out to LA and hook up with Ronnie from Jersey Shore and Young Gravy. So I'm going to go to LA, let them like break my back and then fly home real quick. Like that's my next plan. But like, yeah, everyone's always fascinated. Like, do you have a boyfriend? Because like, I feel like people think it's really hard for someone like me to date, which yeah. It is. It definitely is. Like I can't date. I've realized dating a normal guy isn't going to work. I'm going to have to date a rapper or like, you know, a reality TV personality or some rich old dude. Like that, like, cause no regular guy sees me and sees my Instagram followers and sees what I post and feels comfortable. They get intimidated.
I feel like it's going to be Elon Musk. I see.
Elon Musk so fucking bad. Like, I want to be his like fifth or sixth baby mama. I don't know how many he's got now, but I will like do it.
He does get a lot. Yeah, I think he has 10 children. I think it's now been confirmed. He has 10 kids.
He's trying to repopulate the planet. Like, sign me up. I'll take that child support check all day. Like, that one I do. I'll pop on a baby. He's just going to have to pay for the lipo and tummy tuck after. And I'm like,
oh, I feel like you're going to manifest that. All right, let's do some rapid fire pop culture. J-Lo and Ben, do you think they're going to make it?
No, because they're both Leos.
Oh,
aren't they both Leos? I think they're both Leos, right?
What happens when Leos date?
It's so toxic. I dated another Leo and then he became like a semi-famous fitness TikToker. It's just like two people constantly fighting for attention. They didn't work out once. Why'd they revisit it? I don't think it's going to work out.
Also, you famously went viral for saying that Kanye was hooking up with Jeffree Star.
Yes. That was honestly one of the funniest things I ever fucking did. I was just in a little silly, goofy mood and thought it'd be fun to like say that. And I didn't
get seriously.
Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't, everyone believed it. I didn't get sued, nothing. Cause like, what's Kris Jenner gonna fucking do? All she did was threaten me through TMZ. She was like, if you continue to make stuff up about our family, then I actually will sue you. And I was like, do it.
They loved the publicity. Jeffree Star loved the publicity.
Oh my God. Yeah. But Jeffree Star blocked me and everything. And he recently went on Logan Paul's podcast and was calling me stupid. He was like, this stupid girl made it up on TikTok. And I was like, why do you hate me so much, Jeffree Star? You were literally canceled for being a racist in 2020. And I revived your life and career with this rumor. I was like, you owe me, if anything.
He should be sending you one of his yaks. Have you seen him in Wyoming? Well, you can't, I mean, you're blocked, but he's like a yak farm where he sells like yak meat or something.
Yeah, he's slaughtering them. Like, what the hell?
Yes.
Doing makeup to slaughtering yaks. Like,
who do you think Kanye should date next?
Honestly, I feel like he should date me.
Oh, you'd be good.
But I'm friends with Julia Fox, so I feel like that'd be really weird.
You're friends with Julia Fox or
yes.
He is?
I'm friends with Julia Fox.
How are you and Julia Fox friends?
She followed me on Instagram. Like, I guess she found me. I had been following her because I saw Uncut Gems and I was like, who is this chick? She's so hot. And I followed her and I was just like inspired by her. I just like loved who she was. I liked her vibe. And she followed me on Instagram. She was like, hey, I want to get you on our podcast and stuff like that. So I went on her podcast before it was on Spotify. And then I just re-recorded the podcast. I did it on Antonio Brown. Right when Julia was dating Kanye, and we were not allowed to talk about the Jeffree Kanye rumors at all. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. I love Julia though. She's iconic.
Oh my God. If you dated one of these is going to happen. I mean, has Kanye slid in your DMs yet?
But like, he was watching my friend's Instagram story. She like posted about it. So I sent Kanye a picture of my ass the other day and said, hey. So let's hopefully remember he doesn't like remember I made up the Jeffree Kanye rumor, but maybe he can forgive me for it.
What do you think of Real Housewives of Orange County star? She's been fired now. Noella Bergner. She is a sugar babe.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they all?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But now she's done a partnership with Seeking Arrangements and
No way.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of felt like you were slighted. I'm like, how the fuck is Ava Louise not doing a partnership?
Yeah. Like, but I feel like Seeking is going a bit downhill because there's so many, I feel like they're trying to rebrand, but there's been so many girls that have gone on Seeking dates and like ended up dead or like ended up like in dangerous situations or almost sex trafficked. So like that site's a little sketchy. I feel like they're trying to put up like a pretty face to it. I don't know if I would want to be associated, if I'm going to be honest, because I had some shady shit happen to me. I literally had some guy that I met up at a hotel off of Seeking. And he like tried to force himself on me. And I was just like, no, it's not what's going on. And I remember taking the money off the bed and I told him $800 to hang out with me for the night. And he was just weird. And then I found out he had lied about his career and he was a school teacher and all this stuff. I had to run away in this hotel in New Brunswick, run away into the woods and hide in the woods. And then I counted the money and there was only $200 in singles in there. And I was like, sir, I'm not a fucking stripper. I was like,
oh my God.
But like that whole event was just like sketchy. And I would like, he literally tried to like force himself. And I was just like, this is not the vibes. I get the hell out. He tried to chase me out of the hotel. So seeking is like super dangerous.
Do you have security now when you meet sugar daddies? Because I mean, I've seen
some of them. I bring my friends. I don't need security. I just bring my friends. And I remember my ex-boyfriend always used to volunteer to like come with me on sugar daddy dates and be like, oh, I'm going to be there and like sit at the other table. Just give me a chunk of your money. I'm like, no fucking way are you getting a chunk of my money. So I just bring like my best friend. And we just like go out and they'll sit at the different table and like watch. But like that's how my first sugar daddy date ever went. Was I went to dinner with a sugar daddy and I had my best friend sitting at the table next to me. And that's how it goes now. It works out.
How do you feel? I know you're a Kylie Jenner fan. Did you see the recent story that Kris Jenner is worried about Kylie spending? And I'm curious, Kylie allegedly spends $300,000 a month on clothing. I mean, you grew up rich. You make tons of money every month now.
I don't spend that much on clothes though, but would I love to spend that much on clothes? Yes. But the problem is it's like when you buy too many designer bags and stuff, they end up just sitting on your shelf. So I don't know what she's doing with all those clothes.
I know. What do we think?
What that Kylie's life to live? I would love to live it though.
Do you think Kylie's really a billionaire? And do you think she could go broke?
I don't think she'll ever go broke. She's Kylie Jenner. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, yeah. But I feel like she's kind of falling behind Kim again because Kim came out with Skims and stuff like that. And Skims is so amazing and everyone loves it. And Kylie Swim just missed the mark. So I feel like if Kylie came out with her own clothing brand, because I remember in 2016, she had the Kylie Jenner shop. I bought fucking everything. I was stealing my parents' credit card, just like buying all of her clothes and her merch and things like that. And I remember loving that. But I feel like she's falling behind with the makeup. People aren't so interested in like the makeup she makes anymore. So I feel like Kylie could fall very much behind Kim again. I don't know.
Ava, I think the thing that people misunderstand about you is just how smart you really are. And
yeah.
You really are like in getting to know you, you know, you are very smart. Does it bother you that people don't think that though? You know, as somebody who's been in the media a long time, seeing how you hack the media's attention is pretty amazing because it's easy for someone to do that once and go viral, but to continually do it, crafted into this career of sugaring and being a huge OnlyFans star. And, you know, you have some other exciting projects that we're going to be talking about in the future, but does it bother you that people don't think you're very bright?
Honestly, it does. It used to not because I was like, oh, I have to keep this character up. But what bothers me is like, I feel like it just speaks a lot for like our generation in general, or just like the people that are consuming media, is how can you not see that I like did this on purpose? And I've literally come out and I made YouTube videos and I've said in interviews, like, yeah, I planned this whole thing. And I remember there was only one article I ever read that really wrote like, oh, this girl is like Kim Kardashian got her leg up by making a sex tape. Ave Louise got her leg up by licking a toilet. Really, what's the difference here? And they were like, she could be like the next Kris Jenner. Like they were saying those things about me. And I was like, that's 100% true. But like, people are so surprised that I have a brain. You know what I'm saying? And they look at me and they're like, oh, this girl's so stupid. She's so disgusting. She's all these things. And I'm just like, I'm actually very educated in what I do. And I'm like, I'm actually very good at it. I was like, I know what sells. And it's always sex and stupid stuff and things like that. So it's like, I can't necessarily go viral for speaking my opinions or, you know, like being too honest. I'm going to have to like fluff it up and act like a whore and dumb myself down because that's what people love to consume, which I think is quite cancerous and very bad because that's what people are into watching. No one wants to like connect with someone or anything like that anymore. They just want somebody to make fun of and stuff like that. It's not the best.
What is your goal? What do you want to do? Knowing that, you know, how smart you are, you planned this career, you knew that you had to use like your sex, your great looks, the sugaring world to kind of, you know, I mean, the reality too is to create any brand, you need a lot of money. You've worked for that in sugaring. So what is Ava Louise's goal?
I feel like I just want to like, I feel like there's so much I know about this world and I feel like I'm the only person that's willing to be honest about it. So I really just want to start moving myself into just sharing like the truth, like, cause like the influencer career is starting to collapse and die. And like, that's something I'm very fascinated by and like a huge part of. And I feel like I want to start I feel like we're moving in a different direction on social media. I really want to be breaking that stuff down. And obviously I'm always going to be like hooking up with old men for money. That's never going to change. I mean, I'll do it for as long as I can. And if I have, I'm going to end up marrying rich because I truthfully like regular relationships don't really serve me. So that's where I'm going to go. But I feel like career wise, like obviously I want to be on TV. I feel like I'm great TV, but I just kind of want to be honest and give people like, you know, like a real look into my life, because I feel like what people don't know about influencers is we have a very weird past that led us down to the, like to these careers, and everyone wants to just tear us apart and forget that we're human. And like, there's a reason I'm this way. There's a reason I like toilets and things like that. So I feel like that's kind of where I want to start going direction wise. Obviously keeping up all the sexy, fun shock value, because it's just how I am. But you know what I'm saying?
Look, I knew it from the start. I was like, this woman is a star and I'm obsessed. Ava, you're amazing. I could talk to you for 2 hours. So this is.
Yeah, I have a lot of opinions on everything. We could keep going.
I'm telling you, people, just wait. Ava has a lot of things coming up. And I don't know. I see you as a talk show host, like a really.
I know. It's what my manager says too. I'm great at picking people's minds too. Like, I love that. Well, I think sit a bunch of influencers down and pick their brains, because like I feel like everyone has such an act on and they're so fake and weird. I would love to know who they are. Like, who were you before your YouTube video went viral? I feel like it'd be interesting. Yeah.
You're so good at calling people's bullshit too.
Oh yeah, it's all bullshit. Everything you see is bullshit.
Okay, where do people follow you? Where do people follow you on Instagram, your OnlyFans? I know TikTok had like banned you, then you're back on. Oh,
it still bans me all the time. I have a TikTok, but it's like, TikTok's kind of dying too. They don't like me on there because I'm too provocative. My sense of humor, like the social media is not fun anymore, because back in the day you could make dark humor jokes. You could like toilet seats. You could be sexy. And now it's like very controlled. And the algorithms are working against me. But they can follow me on Instagram at Ava Louise. And for my OnlyFans and everything else, it's in the link in my bio. There's all my other socials.
Do we think Jeffree Star got you banned from TikTok?
Kris Jenner might have done it. I don't think Jeffree has that power. I don't think people like Jeffree enough. But I feel like Kris Jenner may have had a part to play. She's probably like, get this girl away from my family. Ava, and it's so funny because I met the Kardashians and I have photos with them on my Instagram. And I remember in the middle of that scandal, everyone was like, look, she's met all of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was funny.
I know, that's amazing. I love it. I was going to say, I feel like I would see you hanging out with Kylie as well.
Honestly, I feel like me and her are just on very different vibes though. Because I'm from New Jersey and I'm ratchet. Like, I could be all glammed up and like, look pretty and put on designer clothes, but at the end of the day I'm like literally just trash. It's like you're packaging Snooki into like a Kylie Jenner looking person, and it's just like I think we clash. I'm not one of those LA chill girls who wants to sit in my matcha. Like, I'm trying to go rip some shots and like have a good time. I feel like we would just clash.
Oh my God. More of Ava Louise to come. I adore you. Thank you for finally being on this podcast. I can't wait to share this. Oh my God, you're amazing.